This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's a pleasure and joy to welcome you all tonight for the Du'at night. And this time is going to be a little bit different, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. It's going to be more conversational in nature. And on that note, I want to ask our dear beloved Sheikh Yusuf Bakir if you could tell us a little bit of a background of this week's hadith and what makes it so special and so unique.
Jazakallah khair, brother Tamam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And I'm glad that I get to be here in this conversation with you, alhamdulillah. So this dua is, as I mentioned and stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And the translation of this dua, indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we shall return back to Him. And subhanAllah, I thought of this dua because a convert came up to me after a janazah prayer. And he asked me this question. I hear the imam saying, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un," but I don't really understand why the imam keeps repeating it over and over and then people, you know, saying to each other the same exact verse. And I'm wondering, what does that even mean? My answer to him was, Imam Qurtubi said that this is malja li dhawil masa'ib. So this dua is for those who are going through calamities and hard times. And so it's malja. Malja is a very powerful and beautiful word in Arabic language. And I can translate it into a comfort. So those who are going through hard times, they may find comfort reciting this dua. So, inna lillah, I told him, inna lillah, it means that we belong to Allah. We're living in His kingdom. And we are His servants. So He does what He wills. And then, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So the first part is actually what Islam all about. Submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second part, inna wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are refreshing our faith. We're saying that in one day, we will go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is crucial because in the times of calamities, some people question the existence of Allah and say, why this is happening to me? So Allah is reminding us here, we should actually bring this yaqeen and certainty that in one day, we will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's sort of refreshing our faith. And this is subhanallah what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught our mother, Umm Salama, when she was going through kind of the same hardships and hard times, he actually taught her this dua.
Actually, if you could just tell us a little bit more about that, about our mother, Umm Salama, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, and the circumstances under which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her this beautiful dua.
Yeah, so subhanAllah, Umm Salama was one of the first women who actually reverted to Islam in the early, early age of Islam. And Umm Salama got to migrate to Ethiopia first, and then she came back to Mecca, and then she did her second migration to Al-Madinah. But before leaving Mecca, the tribe of her husband figured out that Umm Salama and Abu Salama, both of them, are leaving to Al-Madinah. So they actually decided to take their son, Salama, away from both of them. And subhanAllah, that was heartbreaking to Umm Salama and Abu Salama. And they forced Abu Salama to leave Mecca. So at this point, Umm Salama was all alone, away from her own son, and away from her own husband. And subhanAllah, you know, like when we go to a mall and you know, we don't see our kids around, you know, we panicked. We actually, you know, our hearts, you know, beats very fast. And the fact that you imagine that your son is away or your daughter is away from you is actually very tough. So Umm Salama couldn't handle this. So in a daily basis, she used to go to the same spot where they took her son and cries and weeps. Until after one year of this, they decided finally to give her son back. When that happened, she left Mecca to Al-Madinah, and then another calamity hits, where her husband got injured in the Battle of Badr. And just, you know, think about what's in her mind at this time, at this point. You know, this Sahabiyya went through a lot, and on the deathbed, she told her husband, you know, if one of us dies, I promise you that I will never remarry again. I will never remarry again. And then her husband told her, inshallah, Allah will replace you with someone better than me. And then he passed away. Now, Umm Salama, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she started her new journey of hardships. Being a widow in that society was not easy at all. Being in this society, a divorced woman, a widow, who her husband is gone, and no system support around her, and she has to figure out things on her own, is very tough. And then, subhanAllah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came up to her and taught her this dua. He told her, say, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then there is actually the second part of this dua is from the sunnah. It's as beautiful as this part. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, say, Allahumma ujurni fi musibati wa khlifni khayran minha. O Allah, reward me for my calamity and replace me with something better. And subhanAllah, after this, Abu Bakr Siddiq proposed to her and she rejects. And then Umar ibn Khattab proposed to her and she rejects. And then the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proposed to her and she accepted and she became Ummul Mu'mineen, Umm Salama, radiallahu anha.
Radiallahu anha wa radaha. What a beautiful ending to a story that's filled with so much sadness initially, so much grief, and so much loss. What's an important lesson that you think we can derive from her powerful journey?
You know, subhanAllah, this is one of my favorite du'as, wallahi. I think one lesson that we can unpack from the life of our mother, Umm Salama, is the fact that we tend to have the psychology of deprivation. Like, we blame ourselves too much. When we go through calamity, we beat up ourselves, and we say, you know, I could do better. Why this is, you know, like I would never get something better than this. We blame ourselves a lot. We feel guilty about so many things that we have done in the past, and sometimes we go to the extent that we think that this is a punishment from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. A calamity could be a punishment from Allah, and we actually apply this. So this is Allah is punishing me. But this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to flip the script. Allah here is telling us, say, oh Allah, reward me for my calamity and replace me with something better. So now you're shifting the psychology of deprivation to a psychology of abundance. You're now asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace you with something better and to reward you. So this is very powerful that Umm Salama radiallahu anha, she applied it and Allah has given her this reward, subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. Before we have to get to what everybody's been waiting for, the prizes. Sure. I'll just ask you one last question, Sheikhna. You mentioned that this is your favorite dua. What? Why?
This is my favorite dua because, subhanAllah, since very young age, one time I was, you know, asking my parents to give me a cat, right, to buy a cat for me. And finally, after so many times asking over and over and over, my father gave me that cat. And subhanAllah, after a few days, my cat died. And I was very, very sad. I was very sad about this. And I actually started, you know, crying the entire day. And then my mother came up to me and said, say, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then say, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati, may Allah reward me for my calamity, wa khlifni khayran minha, and replace me for something better. 15 years later, my mother passed away. And my mother, subhanAllah, she was, I was very, very close to her. She used to review with me the Quran. She used to be my teacher, and she used to be, you know, teaching Quran in the masjid. She used to be very active in that community, subhanAllah. And then she was fighting cancer, and the day that she passed away was very devastating for the entire community. And subhanAllah, you know, these thoughts started to come to mind, like, we could have done better, we could have changed the doctor, we could have moved her to different hospital. And wallahi, Sheikh Tamam, what healed my heart, because I was heartbroken. What healed my heart was the words that she told me. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khlifni khayran minha. That came to mind over and over, saying, we belong to Allah. It's His kingdom. And we shall return back to Him. And may Allah reward me. Oh Allah, reward me for what I have lost and replace me with something better. And subhanAllah, you know, the one thing that she used to teach me is that leave a legacy. She was always telling me, leave a legacy. And subhanAllah, every time you will notice that most of my talks are about leave a legacy. And every time I talk about this, I can imagine that this reward, the reward of those who are listening to these talks, are following her, subhanAllah ta'ala. Every time I recite the Quran, every time I pray, every time people hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this reward is actually following her. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of our mothers and our parents. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Allahumma ameen ya Rabbal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon your mother who taught you, and therefore you're teaching us. And may He accept this from her as a sadaqah jariyah. May He have so much mercy upon her subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enters her into Jannatul Firdaus bi ghayri hisab, without any taking into account, and unite you with her and your whole family and all of your loved ones. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. And now we're going to move on to the prizes.
Yes, Bismillah. Inshallah. Bismillah. So there is a question for the young men and women in the room, and then there is a question for the elders, because they got mad at me last time. So I have to accommodate everybody. So I'll start with a question for the adults. I don't like to say elders because, you know, you're still youth, mashallah. What is the real name of Umm Salama radiallahu anha? The real name of Umm Salama radiallahu anha. And you cannot search it up. Yes, brother. No, Zainab bint Jahash is the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? But her name is Hind, though. But what's her last name? I mean, you will get a prize, don't worry. her name is Hind bint Umayyah. Hind bint Umayyah. You get your prize, inshallah ta'ala. Now the question for you, I'll answer you this after the class, inshallah. My question for you guys. Now, what was the dua of last Saturday? Last Saturday, we didn't even have a class, so I was trying to trick you. Now, the last dua, it was 2 weeks ago. So, what was the dua and the translation? Yes, brother. Okay. He already knows the Arabic version, mashallah. واعف عنا. فانصرنا. Come here. على القوم الكافرين. تكبير. I want you to say it in the microphone. ما شاء الله.
بسم الله. Because everybody has to hear. Same dua. بسم الله.
ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
تكبير. Come here.
بارك الله فيكم شيخنا الحبيب شيخ يوسف. Before we end, I want to remind everybody, or inform you rather, that next week we're not going to be having a dua night, but we'll have one in 2 weeks on March 12th, Saturday, March 12th. That's going to be the last dua and the 10th dua before we take a break for Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So I hope you can all join us there. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.